It's a bit of a challenge. No, there's a lot to pick up, but I've been keeping in shape and ready to go in case something like this happened back in Melbourne. So, when Trev gave me the call Friday, I was good to go, and I still got a little bit to learn, but feeling good.
You've always been the rival. How is the Wildcats top?
Yeah, it's good. They've had a lot of success, and playing here has been really tough since I've been in the NBL anyway. So looking forward to joining a club with so much success and a great history, great fans. So it's always tough to play here. So it'll be nice to actually be on the four side this time.
It's kind of ironic that the two warm-up games will be against the 36ers, one of your old teams.
Yeah. When Trev told me that Friday, I thought that'd be interesting. So haven't spoke to a lot of those guys since I left there, but it'll be good to see them.
I think it was 12 years ago you might have been a chance to come here to the...
Yeah, it was actually. I think just after my freshman year in college, there was a chance to come over here, but I decided to go back and finish off school.
And you played St Mary's, so you played with a lot of big-name Australian players.
Yeah, a lot of the guys. I didn't play with Deli, I played with Paddy. Missed Daniel Kickett as well, but, there's a lot of guys floating around from St Mary's. They got that pipeline, so, we all lived together when I was there. Good fun.
What's it like being in that situation where you've been a regular of the league for years and you're sort of sitting there waiting for a call up? How do you handle that?
Yeah, it's good question. It's tough actually, and I think I underestimated how I felt. I don't know if I was expecting a call up or not, but I think I started 24 out of 28 games for Adelaide last year, and then here I am sitting in my apartment in Melbourne, unemployed, looking for a job. So it was a little bit of a shock, and I think I had my ups and downs. I had some bad days where I thought it might have been it. And I guess you really don't know how much you appreciate it till you're in that situation. So I'm extremely grateful for the Wildcats giving me this opportunity.
Now, at the moment, it's a 7-game job. Can you see it being extended?
I can't say. I've been here for a couple of hours. Hopefully, Maddie comes right as soon as possible. Anything after that, I'm not sure.
Do you, in that case, use that 7 games to try and make a little bit of a statement, just show people that you're not going anywhere?
No, I think I just come here and try and fill the role that they brought me here for, try and be solid, don't try and do anything that I'm not meant to be doing. Trev's got me here to play a role, and I intend on filling that role and doing it to the best of my ability.
You mentioned you played the 24 out of the 28. You're also part of the 25 Boomers squad as well, is that right? And so you're at the pinnacle, but...
Yeah, so it's been a bit of an up and down last couple of years. Like you said, that was also the World Championship squad with Australia back in 2014. So from being there and then playing 24 games to being unemployed is sort of a bit of a steady decline. But mentally I stayed with it, which I think has been pretty beneficial to me. I didn't take any days off and I stayed in shape waiting. I could have sat at home and I could have sulked and said that nobody wanted me, but I stayed ready and here I am.
History with Trev as well. He would have been in charge of the Melbourne team.
My second year in the NBL with Trev was the Tigers. So actually some of the stuff that we're running out there is still pretty familiar from back in the day. And then obviously playing against Perth for the last 6 or 7 years, scouting them and knowing what they do sort of helps with picking up what happens.
For your athleticism, couldn't you imagine maybe Damo at the points, Jeremy Johnson, Casey Prather, yourself and Jamil? It's a pretty athletic...
It was crazy athletic out there. Everyone was dunking at the start and I thought, geez, I'm the only one that hasn't got a dunk yet, and that's what I'm known for. So it should be fun playing with these guys.